Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us, I'm Dana Erskine.
I'm The Boom.
And we have The Boom in studio with us today to talk for National DJ Month, because we want to highlight all of our local DJs here.
There's
at
a National
WKGC.
Pickle Day, too. So
I've heard of that. There's so many national days.
Every day's a national day.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So our last break, we kind of teased tonight's show. Tonight's show is going to be the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge.
Right.
Which airs every Friday from 7 to 9.
Right.
And we talked about the known drummers, people that you kind of recognize their names.
Yeah, the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge is a two-hour non-credit course on the history of rock and roll, featuring the music of the 1960s. And for those people born in the 60s, this is great because they find out things they didn't know about the music. And for the people that are the second, third, and fourth generation of the boomers, they found out why Grandpa be so crazy. But every show has a theme.
Okay.
Every show has a theme. And tonight we're going to do known and unknown drummers.
Okay.
Just like we talked about Ringo and Charlie Watts earlier. There is one drummer that was perhaps the most influential drummer of the 60s. He has been set up as the standard for drummers.
Okay.
And nobody knows his name. Let me tell you. Would you like to hear the story?
I would love to hear the story. Well,
there was this group called the Safaris. This is back in 1962, the end of 1962. And they had put their money together, pulled about $50 to go to a studio to record a song called Surfer Joe. Now, the drummer for that group, his name was Ron Wilson. So they go in, they record Surfer Joe. And then the engineer asks, okay, guys, what's the second song? If you buy 45s, you know that is the A side and the B side.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't have a second song. And the engineer says, you got to have a second song for this. So they had to make up a song on the spot.
Okay.
So Ron was also the drummer for the Charter Hill Marching Band. He was a lead drummer for them. And he said, why don't we do the cadence that we use when we march on the field?
Yeah.
So that's where the Wipeout tune is based, on a marching band.
Okay.
They didn't expect anything out of it, but it just caught on. It was number two in the summer of 1963. And it made so many people want to play the drums. I don't know how many teenage boys started drumming because of this song, but they didn't know the drummer.
Yeah.
Sets of drums just exploded. And many people became professional drummers because of this. I even read a story where that one professional drummer was been inspired by Wipeout, that's the name of the song, to the point that he had it played at his funeral.
Oh, wow.
And if you listen to the song, you say, well, that's kind of nutty. But that's how much Ron influenced generation upon generation of drummers, but nobody knows his name.
Oh, my goodness. I love that, though. That is so awesome. Yeah. That is so cool.
Well, that's what we do in the college. We bring out things that people may not know about the music of the 60s. And people who are the early baby boomers can appreciate that. They grew up with it. And then the sons and daughters can maybe identify why Papa be so crazy.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to listen to that song. This is the Safaris' Wipeout from 1963.
Yeah.
All in the mix.